This is happiness, Clover thinks, as she hefts the watering can and an old bucket. The clear arc of sky, the melty sun, the hum of insects, the smell of growing, the reds and browns of the fences dividing the Tetris pattern of plots, every shade of green, the warm air, her heaving effort, the way the stones crunch under her trainers and the dust rises, coating her bare legs. She moves with delicate tightrope concentration, shoulder blades cresting like sails as water laps the container's edges, and she tenses to avoid spillage. No one else is here, because it's the hottest part of the day. Dad would prefer her to wait until the evenings when it's cool and the water doesn't evaporate. But mosquitoes descend as the temperature drops, and their bites wheel and burn, even when she manages not to scratch. Once she had to go to the walk-in centre because her ankle went all balloony and Dad had kittens, literally. So she will water in the day when the allotments are empty and the sun toasts the topsoil into a dense crust. This is work, she thinks. This is doing. Her face is slick and buttery in the heat. She licks her lips and tastes salt. School is finished, and the summer is hers. All of it.